punt is the word being used a lot today to describe two Supreme Court decisions on partisan gerrymandering, shaping voting maps for political gain. The court effectively upheld maps that were redrawn in Maryland by Democrats and in Wisconsin by Republicans, but both decisions were made on technicalities. The court did not rule on the larger issue of when or whether courts can intervene when parties redraw their electoral maps for political gain. Dahlia Lithwick covers the courts for Slate. She hosts the podcast Amicus and joins us right now. Hi, Dahlia.
Hi there, Robin.
So a blogger on SCOTUS blog wrote about the Supreme Court decisions today that these rulings are candidates for the most unsatisfying outcome of the term. Start with Wisconsin. Republicans there gained control in 2010, redrew a statewide map, led to huge gains for Republicans. Democrats cried foul. They won in the lower court, which struck down the map. So what did the Supreme Court rule today?
Well, as you said, on the very narrowest grounds, they essentially said the plaintiffs didn't have standing, and standing is code for you didn't have a particularized injury, something that the court could remedy. They essentially said, and this was the entire court saying, come back to us with a better case because these plaintiffs don't have a sufficiently individuated complaint that can be brought before the court. So they kicked it away.
So in other words, they couldn't say, I lost an election because somebody redrew a map?
Yeah. Essentially, they said, come back to us when you can do this based on some cognizable injury within your district. And, you know, the justices bickered amongst themselves about what that might look like. But I think it's fair to say that what should have been the biggest case of the term, when it gets kicked away on standing, it's a big wah-wah.
Yeah. Well, the Maryland case, it was Republicans claiming that Democratic state lawmakers there redrew the map of Maryland's 6th congressional district, just one district. In the Wisconsin case, it was statewide, to retaliate against voters who supported a Republican there for years. Tell us more and what the court decided.
Well, essentially, the court said, since we had to kick away Gill, we have to kick this one away, too.
That being Wisconsin, right.
Yeah. They essentially said, yeah, because of what we just decided that we couldn't decide in the Wisconsin case, this case, Benesek, which was, by the way, much earlier in the process. It hadn't been thoroughly litigated in the courts. So they more or less said, also you go away and come back another day. And so in both cases, essentially, we just don't have anything like a roadmap or a justiciable standard for what the next case might look like.
Well, the Supreme Court has never definitively ruled on gerrymandering, if I understand right. And in the lower court case in Wisconsin, I think that was the first time in 30 years that a federal court ruled on this. But Justice Samuel Alito said during arguments in the Wisconsin case, he thinks gerrymandering, you know, cutting voting districts up for political gain, is distasteful. But it's almost like they're begging, you know, we don't like it, but what? We need a better case.
It's so important. You know, Justice Kennedy in 2004 more or less said to the world he was the decider. And he, in a very fractured opinion in 2004, said, bring me a set of facts that would offer me a justiciable standard. And then plaintiffs keep bringing cases and the court keeps saying, not that one either. Mm-hmm. I think what you're flagging there is what Justice Alito and Chief Justice Roberts really said at oral arguments in these cases is, we don't want to wade in here. It harms the legitimacy of the courts. The Chief Justice talked about sociological gobbledygook driving their decision. So I think you're quite right that there is a valence in this case of the court's anxiety about its own legitimacy and wading into deeply intractable political problems that was at work today.
Yeah. And by the way, we should say in the Maryland case, it was a predominantly Republican district represented in Congress by Republican Roscoe Bartlett for decades. But after that redrawn map, a Democrat, John Delaney, beat him by over 20 percentage points. And that was a very clear, you know, this happened to a person, but you're saying still didn't rise.
Still didn't rise, and still the court saying, bring us back another one. There's a North Carolina case that is on the, you know, on the court's radar for next term. Maybe they'll take that one, and maybe they'll set a real standard. But it seems to me overwhelmingly what the court and Justice Kennedy are saying is this is just freaking us out.
And right now, Republicans do have an advantage because they have most victories, recent victories in state legislatures. Dahlia Lithwick, who covers the courts for Slate and hosts the podcast Amicus, thank you.
Thank you.